2WI. Okay, looks like we don't have a net control, so this is KC2WI, assuming net control for the Black River Valley Service net. This net meets 9 o'clock every evening on this repeater, and it's an open net. Any and all interested parties are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Do we have any emergency traffic before I continue? Any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. This is KC2WI net control for the Black River Valley Service net. Do we have any Echolink stations? Over. This is KC2WI. No Echolink stations heard. This is KC2WI. This is Black River Valley Service Net. Any check-ins, anyone, anywhere. Over.
N2PFM. Good evening, Pete.
Okay, George, I guess that's it. Pretty quiet this evening. I was a minute or two late at 8 o'clock, and Paul, there was nobody on the other net either, and that guy came in and we chatted, and then Randy came in, but I don't know, maybe everybody's outside or something. It's pretty nice out. 71 here, and I just got off the top-band single sideband net there with Jim, KC2VMF, and everybody from around the Northeast, and Jim said it was, I think at that time he said it was 71, and it was 73 here. Didn't get too hot today. It didn't seem too bad. I closed the front windows and shades and prevented the hot air from blowing in the morning, and the house isn't bad. N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete. Anybody else out there on the net? We got a temperature of 69 degrees. It just dropped from 70 to 69 here. And the winter temperature range today, 56 this morning, all the way up to 77 today, but it was a very nice day, not too hot, not cold, or a little chilly this morning, that was it. Not enough to close the windows or put up any heat. And it was nice. This Saturday, got to go to the nursing home. They're having a nursing home picnic for all the residents, and on the 27th. And that's about it. Not so much from there. On the 10th of next month will be a chicken barbecue with Krogan for the train at the train station. And then on the 18th will be an iron horse, another iron horse day again at the train station. Krogan. So that's about it. With that, we'll say God bless. And 73's up is here for you. N2PFM, bye. N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, good luck with the fundraiser. Someday I got to get out there. I think that weekend, I'm not sure. But when it gets closer, I'm leaning towards going to the HamFest over in Saratoga. But only if K2LML is going to go, we go from Lake Pleasant. And, you know, only if it's not too... If it's average weather, if it's really, really nice, probably won't. And if it's, of course, it's really crummy, we wouldn't go either. But I missed, I never got to Malone. I don't know how much stuff got traded up there. It was kind of rainy, according to Tom, but I broke down in Tupper Lake and spent the day waiting for my father finally came and got me. It screwed up my whole schedule for the week. My plan was to come back here beginning of the week, get work done, go back up there when it was, you know, like today, yesterday and today, anyway. So that didn't work out. Yeah. Well, This was not a bad, I could like take a lot of days like this, where it's cool enough in the morning, and yeah, it hasn't really cooled down yet, but I think it won't be too bad. And I guess we're going to get some rain tomorrow. So, but I think they've toned down the percentage, you know, the level, a little bit from what it was. Anyway, thanks for checking in, George. I'll have to get up there maybe next week. This is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Over.
WA to you.
WA to you. Go ahead.
WA to you. Well, good evening, Pete. Good evening to George and anyone listening. 64 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So, Kathy, I had a busy day today. Kathy went to camp, and Kathy did some staining on the camp. We got some nice stain. It's been, I can't even tell you how many years, but many, many years since that's been done. Oh, maybe 1969, 70 or something. So, of course, the wood is absorbing it like a giant sponge. Rough cut siding. Anyway, so did some of that. I got the optimum battery all peaked up to 100%. Well, it's nice to have I pulled on the generator, started with one pull. So that was good. And I readjusted. I like wind chimes. I've got some wind chimes that are, well, they got to be 18, 20 feet up in the tree. I've got between a couple trees. So I went up and made a couple of adjustments there. And what else did I do? Straightened out some, brought some stuff out of camp that didn't need to be there any longer. So we brought that out on the Power Wolf, and I'm getting, you know, I'm at this thing where I like to have stuff around, but only if it has a use and a purpose, and I find when you have a camp, you end up stockpiling a lot of stuff because you may need it someday for that rainy day project. And there has been times I've gone to the drawer up there and pulled out parts. And it's funny, every time I'd come up camp, we'd live in clay, I'd bring some, you know, these cup hooks, F-hooks, all kinds of, I don't know how many rolls of electrical tape ended up with, zip ties, solder, all kinds of stuff. I don't know if I have any small propane tanks. I'd bring the small cylinders up. And it was kind of, you know, oh, I should have some lighters. It's good to have some of those long lighters like you use for grills, end up with a drawer of those. And so, yeah, you want to make sure you have your supplies in case you're stuck back in the woods for a week or two. That's never happened. But anyway, so I just sort through stuff. Have a group of people we're planning on probably getting together tomorrow evening. We've got it worked out, so we leave a handheld in the Motorola handheld in the entranceway, and people can call into camp on one of the MERS frequencies and find out what's going on. Then we have plan B in case it rains and we all stay here at the house. So where there's a will, there's a way. But I had a good day with that. Had a couple boxes delivered, stuff for the printer, and some other supplies. So I'm going to go out and sit on the deck, and when the weather gets cooler, we'll be building a deck up at the camp. So we've got a large 15 by 12, well, good sized tarp way up in the air above the fireplace. And so even if it sprinkles tomorrow evening, we sit underneath the tarp and listen to the music, which I use a couple step ladders with the piece where you'd normally, the old traditional ladder where you put the paint bucket, I put the amplified speakers out about 15 feet apart, so we have stereo out in the woods through the Blu-ray player. Pete, we'll turn it back over to you, and thanks for picking up the net. We'll say good evening to everyone, and see what tomorrow brings. Oh, by the way, finding the ham fest, I know the Great New York State Fair starts tomorrow, and another couple days to put on the calendar I'll mention periodically is kind of interesting. Usually in October, the fall gun show is at the Syracuse Fairgrounds, September 17th and 18th. Saturday, I guess it's 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 3. Anyways, WATU back to net.
Yeah, okay, John. Yep, the fair. And I really would like to go on Monday and see Brian Wilson do his, you know, 50th anniversary of Pet Sounds, play the whole album, and just see Brian Wilson. But boy, I'm not much for crowds and 2+ hour drives, and I don't know if I'm going to have a vehicle I want to drive 2 hours in. I might be stuck just with my old Tracker. And it's just one more, thing to complicate schedules. But I kind of like to do it, you know. He's not going to be around forever, certainly not touring. And I've seen enough, read enough, you know, seen enough YouTube videos, this, that, and the other thing, and all. I'm not a Beach Boys or a Brian Wilson fanatic, but I am a fan, especially knowing what he went through, and he's kind of survived it and fought back and is doing pretty good. But I don't know, you know, outdoor concerts at the fair, if it's free, so that's good, you know, as opposed to a $50 or $100 ticket. And and I was kind of hoping maybe like he'd show up at Turning Stone or something where he could go down there pretty easily, you know, Utica or something, Syracuse even, in a theater or something. But no such luck, and who knows what's going to happen next year. Anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other check-ins? Over. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins or comments. Over.
WAQ with a comment.
WA2U, over.
Yeah, Pete, I was thinking, Kathy and I are going to a concert October 29th, I believe. Lita Ford and Hailstorm and another band called Dorothy. But anyways, we heard B.B. King in the same place where we're going, and that's the Stanley Performing Arts Center. That is a very, very nice venue to, it's relatively close. That we're just going to do a getaway. We're going to go to the concert. I forgot, is it, I don't know, whatever, 29th. We're going to go down there early and stay overnight. There's, some motel is close by there. I don't even know who it is. We've made all the arrangements. Kathy knows, but stay overnight and come back the next day. So we haven't done that in a while. Just kill a night just for the fun of it. So, Stanley Performing Arts Center. It's kind of a neat thing. And they've made a lot of changes to the fairground. You cannot park on the fairground property unless you have a handicap parking sticker. So if that doesn't apply, you park somewhere else and you get to ride the all-famous shuttle bus system, which is wonderful depending on the time of day, because I've been to some concerts and it's, you know, if you ride that bus at a late hour of the evening, it can be quite an interesting, there may be more entertainment on the bus than there is at the Chevy Court or whatever they have left over there. So there's some things, and a lot more crowd control and watching people for activity, and I don't know. I think personally speaking, I'd sort of like Dayton. I know a lot of people go to Dayton every year, but I went to Dayton, and if I went back, I'm sure I'd see similar things, maybe some new products or whatever. But I think they've changed enough to pair. Like, a lot of people say, well, I go back 20 years later, I can see the same thing. People were griping about the price of the milk, so... milk went up 25 cents, so... powers that be made adjustments for that, so... It's still the same price, but I guess the taxpayers are paying for it somehow. Anyway, back over to you, Pete, and good luck with the car. Adventures of the Vehicle. The ongoing adventure. So, KC2WI, WA to you and the net, and Kathy and I are happy we got our membership cards today. So, proud to be supporters of the repeater and the everyone else involved that keep things going, and certainly appreciate it. WA to you back to net 73.
And to BFM with a comment.
Okay, John and George with the comment. I have not been to the state fair since probably 1990-something, early mid-90s. So I have no clue. I mean, when I went, you know, you park somewhere kind of across the highway there and you walk, I don't care, I'm going to walk for 10 minutes, that's fine. And I'm, maybe that's all changed now, so I guess I have to get on, I'll have to get on the computer here, and I'm sure all that information is there. N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, Pete, the one thing, you're having a thing with that vehicle now. I guess some of me must have rubbed off on you with the continuing side of the white van, and that's been quiet for a while. Of course, I do practically no driving, very little driving anymore. So, I haven't had any problems with that, but I guess somehow I managed to give you all the problems. I'm sorry about that. I wouldn't want that to happen, certainly not to you. You've always been square and very good with me and everything, and believe me, I very much appreciate that you've been very good to me and all right along. With that, N2PFM clear.
Yeah, well, you know, my father has been after me for a while now, and a couple years ago, I went up to Long Lake in February, end of February, with a snowmobile to the, actually it was for geocaching, for many years there was a midwinter geocaching get-together in Long Lake. And anyway, and I went up, I stayed there at the Shamrock Motel, which is a real nice place, and really, I think, one of the only places that's open in the winter. Really nice people. And, you know, they looked out the window, and you said, you drove here and that, because it's rusty, but it runs really good, but things break on it. It's never stranded me, but, you know, Bob's welded half the frame back together, I think. I've pretty much trusted it, but it's getting to the point where you never know. And the same thing with the Escort. I've really pretty much trusted it, but things kind of get out of whack, and the front end and this and that, and I just really started feeling not too long ago that I'm no longer quite really trusting it. And of course, my intuition was correct. But it's really the first time I've actually had to get a ride home from anywhere. Now, I've had, on both of those vehicles, I've had the brakes fail. But standard transmissions, you can get away with that if you're not in the city. One time, the Escort was up at the Kring Point, or Redwood, and the brake lines just rotted out. And the Escort, or the Tracker did it, I can't remember. I was on my way to Boonville, I think, to one of the Topaz Tractor runs, and I was partway there, and I said, well, I'm going there anyway, what the hell. And I just went slow and paid attention, and it was fine, but like you say, with a standard transmission, you can get away with that, and if you have a working, parking brake, which my Tracker does, but the Escort doesn't, because the cables just froze up one too many times, and Bob said, you know, they'll just, you're going to spend $200 in two a year, and if you're going to do it two, you're going to do it again. But I'm at the point now where I'm tired of it. I need to have a reliable vehicle between, because I drive between here and Lake Pleasant all the time, you know, and I go places. And I'm still going to, I'm not sure which one I'll keep as the second. I'm going to have a second one because they all break. And at least with an alternate mode of transportation to get to, you know, to the store and get to work, jobs and stuff, then I can leave the other one down at Bob's and have, he can have it for a week. But if you don't have an alternate, I can't do that. So we'll see what happens. I thought Ray might be on. I'm going to give him a, I'm going to give him a buzz, and I'm thinking I might. The ideal newer vehicle would be a Subaru Outback. I think it's a compromise a little bit, but it's an all-wheel drive, reasonable ground. And really, what I find for the SUV type thing, most of the time, except maybe the snowmobile trail in the winter, I don't need four-wheel drive, but I'm on some dirt road, Moose River Plains or someplace, and I need ground clearance that, you know, I could drive down it with the Escort, and I do, but I've also wanged a rock and just destroyed the exhaust system and stuff like that. And another, you know, 5 inches of ground clearance, it would be fine. I don't even need the four-wheel drive, but in the winter, of course, you know, pulling the trailer, you do. So they're not too bad on gas mileage, but they ain't cheap. Even if you, I just was looking online about a 2010 base, more or less base model, and the, you know, the average mileage is like 90,000. It's still at the low end $7,000-$8,000, and probably more like $10,000-$12,000. So, and very hard to find with a manual transmission, which is really, really, really what I want, which is one reason I haven't bought anything. The right vehicle came along, I would have bought it by now. Anyway, so I'm looking. Doesn't have to be an Outback or a Forester, but, you know, my sister had a RAV4 manual, and that had some kind of a frame, you know, problem, and the dealer, you know, I guess the dealer, yeah, this, you know, this is going to cost a lot to fix. And I wish she had talked to me and Bob to fix it. Bob said, oh, I've done one or two of those, you know. Would have been maybe $1,000 or something to fix it, but still. And it was a manual. And, of course, her next one, so they don't even make manual transmissions anymore, just like a lot of them. You know, actually, Will said that he's got a Chevy Equinox, but they don't make, they are only automatics. Anyway. So I'm looking. I'm definitely in the market at this point. I don't know that I'm going to run them through the winter. It's a shame because I got good snow tires for both vehicles. Anyway, we'll see what happens, and let's keep our fingers crossed. I think Bob can fix the Escort, but I'm not holding my breath that it's going to last too long. This is KC2WI Net Control for Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins or comments.
AC2NBU, good evening.
AC2NBU, I'll have to give you a phone call or radio call or something, find out when you're there sometime, see what you got. I'm leaning towards maybe you probably heard that conversation. Probably ought to sit in one and drive it before I decide, even if it takes me a long time to find a manual transmission one. KC2NBU, go ahead.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Actually, the Subies have little paddle shifters on the steering wheel. I mean, they're pretend gears, but you've got six pretend gears to choose from, so you actually can downshift them to slow down or to go down a steep hill. It's pretty neat. Or at least come play with one.
I may be forced into it, Ray, you know, but I really, you know, let me put it this way, you know, I can't buy a sports car, totally impractical anyway around here, but it's at least, you know, it's a little bit of fun. So, yeah, but I'll have to see how that works. It's pretty neat. It just must lock the, you know, lock the CVT into a certain ratio, I guess. No, doesn't let it go any higher.
Yeah, well, it's got 6 predetermined spots, and I'd rather see you buy the vehicle that suits your needs rather than buy a vehicle that doesn't suit your needs just because it's a stick.
Well, that's why I'm not rushing, but, you know, it's the same vehicle, just different transmission, you know. Like people say, well, they're better in the snow, it's better pulling a trailer, you know, trucks are better with automatics when you plow snow. Yeah, I'm just being stubborn. Well, I'll take a look and see. Maybe if it's just the absolutely right price and neat vehicle and so on and so forth, I'll change my mind. But yeah, I know it's difficult. Well, I'll get a hold of you when I'm down that way and find out when you're there or whatever, and take a look. KC2WI.
Yeah, and the longer you wait, the harder it's going to get, because every year we see less and less standard transmissions. Every year. And, the more you procrastinate, the more impossible it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I'm in the market, so, you know, keep your eye out.
Again, I don't want to buy the wrong vehicle just because it's a stick.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to talk to you offline. I guess, you know, I'm not sure what the difference is other than the transmission, and if I happen to like a manual, I don't know why it would be the wrong vehicle. Unless you pay, you know, you pay more for not as good a car or something like that, I would say, but, you know. Anyway, I'll talk to you about that, and we'll go from there. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and do we have any additional check-ins or comments? Okay, this is KC2WI. We'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return a repeater to other amateur use. Thanks everyone for checking in. This KC2WI net is now closed out.
Is the repeater in use? Hearing no objection, this is KD2HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oc-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties, and all stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit if this is, and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. And rekey and continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic if you hold any for the net. Net control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherburne, New York, coming to you through the Echolink node for this repeater. Stations for Oc-10, come now please.
Good evening, no traffic.
All right, I actually hate to say this, I heard a check-in, but, So, last station, come again, please.
KC2NDU.
Got it that time, KC2NBU. Thank you very much for your check-in. This is Octen. All stations are welcome. This is Octen. Looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octen looking for stations with... Alright, with nothing further heard, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octen again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, K.A. The station has checked in this evening, as well as all the club members for use of the repeater, as, you know, the club for the use of the repeater itself, as well as Jeff for the use of his Echolink node. I would like to say, you know, a very grand thank you for not only the Echolink, but, you know, for the use of the repeater as well. It is much appreciated. 7-3 all, KD2HKD will be clear.